Let's take a look again in the Mishnah Lamed Ches on the base. The first line of the Mishnah, Nesn Beitzah B'tzad HaMech Mishul Shetiz Gagol, teaches us that Bishul B'toldas HaEish is a Melocha Deraisa. Okay. Lo'yaf Ki'er B'sudor, the Sudor is heated by the sun. So the Mishnah tells us, Amachleg Zab Yosin HaChachamim, we pass on like the Tanakama, the Chachamim. Lo'yaf Ki'er B'sudor means that there's Bishul M'derabonon B'toldas HaChama. In our Torah, there's no Bishul B'chama, no Bishul B'toldas HaChama. M'derabonon it's Rabbi Yosi Matir. He disagrees. He holds Bishul told the Sachama is mutam in Atayra and mutam in the Rabban. Lo yach minen and b'chol ba'avak drachim. So if you hold like the Chachamim, it's a dover pasha. B'chol ba'avak drachim is heated up by the sun. So you're doing Bishul told the Sachama pasha. But the Mishnah sounds as if Rabbi Yosi agrees lechumra here. So that's the Gemara's question. Lifin l'gnami Rabbi Yosi b'ho. So the Gemara gives two explanations. According to the Chachamim, it's simple why it's also. It's Bishul, you're cooking the egg. They told the Sachama. But according to Rabbi Yosef, why is it also? So there was Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi said, Gzevishem Yatman Baramis, it's Atmana. It's Atmana. Rabbi Zera does not agree with Rabbi. That's not Hatmana. Hatmana means if I cooked food on Erev Shabbos in a pot and the food is still in the Klevishim. I put in the cliche, so I'm demonstrating that I'm not so keen about preserving the heat. So if I cooked it on Erev Shabbos and it's still in the klivishon in which it was cooked, and I want to preserve the heat, so if I do the hatmana mibal yom, it's only forbidden if I do davar ha'mayis v'hevel, and if I do the hatmana on Shabbos in the klivishon in which it was cooked and I cover it around and around, then it's also even b'davar sheni mayis v'hevel, even though it's just a davar ha'mamid hevel. Yeah, so over here, the thing wasn't cooked. I'm taking a raw egg and I'm cooking it on Shabbos by being matmin it b'chol ba'avak drach. According to Rabbi Yosi, it should be mutter, because his bishul b'toldas the saham is mutter. That's Rabbah comes up with a chiddush. No, this is also called hatmana. You're not allowed to do hatmana if the hatmana, even though it's not in the klivishon, it's not in the klisha bishul bo, you're not allowed to do hatmana if it's going to cause it to get cooked. It's included in the prohibition of hatmana. Rabbi Zeira, who is the second one? Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Rabbi, but that has nothing to do with Hatmana. Hatmana is only if you cooked food on Erev Shabbos and still in the Klevishon. Here, Rabbi Yosef should have said it's Mutter because of Bishul B'toldas HaChama should be Mutter. So it must be the reason why Rabbi Yosef agrees, a different reason. We're going to have to spend time. Pnei Mezes Ofim Em Komo. So the Pashup Shat, perhaps, the two gears we have to learn the Gemara. Shema Yosef Ofim Em Komo, Pnei Mezes Ofim Em Komo. So Tais is going to say, offer is mukta, amazes offer him come is tilta mukta. We'll have to learn the Gemara to see. Fine. So we understand that. Then the Mishnah gives a story. Why don't they tell about the Yankees and the Phillies? What does the story have to do? So the story is trying to bring out one of the points that was brought up before. What was the story? What happened with the Anshei Tveria? And what point is it? Is it related to the first line of the Mishnah, the second line of the Mishnah, the third line of the Mishnah? So that's what Tosis has three pshatim. We're going to have to see the Gemara. The three pshatim of Tosis came from the different lines that Pnei Yeshua points out. Every so often you have a Tosis on a Mishnah, and if you don't learn the sugi, you say, oh, Tosis has two shitas. Not Tosis has two shitas. Tosis is giving how the Tosis doesn't spell it all out. Every so often you have like this. Tosis is just explaining the Gemara two dafim later is going to have two in Amachlekes Amaraim. So Tosis already jumps the gun, and they tell you on the Mishnah how had the two Amoraim. Here, Taisus forgot to say that the three pshatim that they're giving depend on the different pshatim in the Gemara. So let's see, what was the story? Maisa Behaviyah Silon Shamayim. In Tveria, there's Chami Tveria. Chami Tveria are naturally hot springs. What do you mean naturally hot? How do they get hot? There's molten lead in the middle of the earth, burning hot lead. So the water is heated up by the molten lead. So that's a Shaila in the Gemara. Is that called Toldos HaEish? Is that called Toldos HaChama? Funny machlokes hatanoim. Okay. So let's see. So what happened with the Anshei Tveria? They had a bowl of water, Silon Shel Mayim Tzoninim, that went through the Mayim Chamim, the naturally hot waters. And what happened? Let's see the Mishnah. Maishu Sosha Anshei Tveria. They didn't consult their rabbis like Bisman Azah. Who asked the rabbi? Every balabas and title, everybody who ever walked into a yeshiva one day puts his opinion on the internet. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. So the balabatim decided what they did. If you seal and shall turn into Chama Shal Chamim, we're not sure exactly what happened. The Omer and the rabbi told them, you should know, that on Shabbos, He's not allowed to use the water not to drink and not to bathe, not to wash part of the body. And beyond that, you're allowed to cook water in order to drink it, but you're not allowed to cook water in order to bathe. Kol haguf, to bathe. We learned yesterday in Beitza. But to wash kol haguf, even Beisilo seem to agree with Beishamah that you're not permitted to. So on Yontif, since you're not permitted to bathe, to cook water, to bathe kol haguf, so chacham and shehuchma b'yontif, v'asurim b'rechitza u'metorim b'shtir. So what happened over here? So Tosis has three pshatim. So first Tosis said, the first pshat, mebod yom heviyu, kiripirish b'kun. The whole system was set up on Shabbos, then they didn't touch it on Shabbos. They didn't do anything on Shabbos. So what's the avera? They're right. What's the avera? Wasn't that the machlekes b'sham and b'sil at the end of the first parak? Are you permitted to turn on the sprinkler system and Erev Shabbos is going to sprinkle the lawn, going to water the lawn, or put the wool into the vat of dye and it's going to absorb the dye, or set up the traps, or set up any system where a malacha begins on Erev Shabbos and continues into Shabbos? So they set up the system on Erev Shabbos, had the gomer, the din is like b'silo. They set up the system where the cold water goes through the chamitveri and it gets hot. And they didn't lift a finger on Shabbos. So what's the problem? So Taisa says, "Mebod yom heviyu." The system was set up on Friday. Kid appears, but the nation is a klal v'havur. It's absolutely had to gomer. Kid etanya v'perkam adaf yutches. Post gemayim legina mismalav alechas kol Shabbos kuli. You're allowed to set up the sprinkler system. So had to gomer. So they didn't do anything wrong. The balabatim haray. They didn't do anything wrong. So what did the rabbi send them a letter? For osru. But Osur Berechitza, the Chacham said it doesn't matter, even though they didn't do anything wrong. Osur Berechitza, they said you're not allowed to bathe in the water. Gzer Hashemah Ya'arvim B'Shabbos. Al-Arvim B'Shabbos Asim Hashem told us Sa'ur. The Chashiva Kechod Gzer. What? You're not allowed to mix cold water with Chamei Tveria. The Chacham hold Chamei Tveria is told us Hachama. It's not told us Sa'ur. So you're not allowed to heat cold water by using chamitveri. That's exer the rabbanon. Well, the arvin b'shabbos oser mid the rabbanon means exer mishum told us or it's exer ota told us or. And you're not allowed. And the chachamim made exer. You're not allowed to bathe the body in hot water. Chama shuchma b'shabbos. You're not allowed to chama shuchma b'shabbos al biyantiv. Not allowed to bathe the body in hot water that was heated up on Shabbos and Yontif, even though it was heated up ahead of the summer. I filled up the bathtub with burning hot water every Shabbos. I went to shul until they finished davening, so now the water is just right to take a bath. Before it was burning hot, it was scalding hot. And now, half an hour later, now it's just right. So I come home, I want to take a bath on Shabbos. So you're mevatel mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos is supposed to take the bath before Shabbos, supposed to dress up and begin the Shabbos before Shabbos. Question is it permissible to take the bath? Forget about he was mevatel mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos. He should have taken his bath on Erev Shabbos. What's the din? So the din is you're not allowed to. Chamish shehuchmo, even may Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos. So here, the Mishnah says, Chamish shehuchmo b'Shabbos u'b'yontif, even though behet the gomer, because they set up the system of Bal Yom. And it's absolutely behet the gomer. Still, it's exer the Rabbanon, Shema ye'arvim b'Shabbos. That's exeris habalonim. Well, Arvim B'Shabbos is awesome at the Rabbanon because of the Gzera. Mishum told us the word. Here it's only told us Achama. Ay, it's a Chagzera L'Gzera. So Tosh says, sometimes you have a Gzera L'Gzera. The Gemara says in Chulin, in the beginning of Perek Kol Abasa, that generally speaking, it's not permissible for the Chachamim to make a Gzera L'Gzera. They have to, the motivation to make a Gzera, the Rabbanon has to be that they're concerned that a lot of people are going to violate an Avera Deraisa. If the whole motivation is that they're concerned people are going to violate an Avera Rabbanon, that's insufficient cause. You have to have a Tzorach Godel. Let's say they're afraid, they have to Aser, they have to introduce it to the Rabbanon, because otherwise, once every 50 years, five Jews are going to be Mechal Shabbos. So five Jews, they make everybody crazy, because five Jews every 50 years are going to be Mechal Shabbos. You have to have milsa de shchicha, milsa de lo shchicha lo gozber rabbanon. You have no right to make exera because of a far-fetched chashash. Once in a long while, something is going to go wrong. So the same thing over here. If the whole chashash is that someone's going to violate a nisa de rabbanon, that's insufficient tzor. You're not allowed to violate the rabbanon either, but that's not sufficient tzor. You have to have a tzor gadol. If you only have a tzor katan, it's not enough to make exera. So that's what the Gemara says. You have no right. The bezin has no right to make exera. Primogonim writes in his introduction, in his Psicha Kalelis Torah Chaim, that if the Bezdin introduces Gzera, the Bezdin is in violation of Baal Tosef. Because the Rambam said, what's the whole justification in the first place that the Bezdin has the right to make a din? The Rabbanim, you're adding on to the Taryag Mitzvah Zatar. So the Rambam says, no, the Torah says, Hushmartim es Mishmartim. The Torah authorizes the Rabbanim that you should make a Gzera. But if they have insufficient cause, it's a Tzorach Katan, there is no Tzorach Gadol. So then the Bezdin will revert back to become a violation of Baal Tosef. Ushmatem es mishmati, Rashi in the beginning of Beitza writes like that. In the first half of Beitza, Ushmatem es mishmati, v'lo mishmeres lo mishmeres. The Chachamim are authorized, that's a Gemara in Yevam, is Dav Chof. Ushmatem es mishmati. Where's that pasuk? That's the last pasuk, Parsha Zachri Mos. So it says, Ushmatem es mishmati, levilti asas, l'chikos ha-tai v'yisayla, etc. So the Gemara understands the pasuk to mean, Pasha B'Shat and the Pasuk doesn't mean that. Pasha B'Shat and the Pasuk means you better observe the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, because these are the averas that the Goyim, the Zaynum, is violated, and they were kicked out because of these averas. Losoki Eschem Ha'aretz, Kashakos Hagar She'elef Nechem, Eretz Yisrael will vomit us out like it vomited out the Goyim before us. So the Pasha B'Shat is, Shmatem es Mishmatil, Levilti Asas, Mechikos Atar Vaisa'ela, you better observe these dinim in Eretz Yisrael, the land will not be saved. So the Gemara understood, the Gemara had a tradition that there's an additional level of interpretation over here. Mishmatem is mishmati, asum mishmeris le mishmati, that the Bezdin has authority and it's recommended. It's not even not necessarily din for the Bezdin, each every individual person. I teach in Yeshiva University, so we have certain Yetzaharas over here. Someone teaches in a city college, has different Yetzaharas. Another guy teaches in Bar Ilan University, there are different Yetzaharas there. Another person is a diamond merchant. He has different Yetzaharas from a person who's a professor. Another one has a grocery store. Every person, based on his circumstance, has different Gzeres. So the Mesillas Yesharim writes, whatever the Gemara was Geisa, that's Dava Hashava L'chol Nefesh. That applies to all the Jews, whatever they do for a living in every country in the world and in all generations. And then if you are in a predicament and you see that you may fall in, you have a Yetzahara, you have a Satnai and Al Yamino, the Sitnai, you have a Satnai you are, so you better Ishmatem is Mishmati. And don't say, well, the rabbis never prohibited it, so it's Mutta. No, the rabbis, what they prohibited is Adav Shabbat Chonamish, that's for everybody. But if you see that in your situation, you need a Gzera, so you better make the Gzera. The Pasuk is not only speaking to the Bezdin, the Pasuk is speaking to each and every individual person. So that pasuk Ishmatem is Mishmati, Rashi says in Beitza, has the connotation, V'lo Mishmeres L'Mishmati. You're not allowed to make a Gzera L'Gzera, because that's Shalol L'Tzorach. That's not sufficient Tzorach, that's a Tzorach Kotten. And then the Bezim would be in violation of Baal Tosef. Yeah. So that's what Tosef is explaining. Even though the Gemara says in the beginning of Perakol HaBasar, that the Bezim, generally speaking, has no right to make a Gzera L'Gzera, but every so often they do. The Kula Kuchad Gzera Ninu. Sometimes we consider it as if it's all one big gzera. If melechatchila, when they made the first gzera, they said, and we're making a gzera l'gzera with that, so that's not in violation of the rules of ein gozim gzera l'gzera. So the first pshat Tosfos says is that there's an issa, you're not allowed to drink the water, kam shuchman b'shabbos asurim b'shtia, even though nobody violated anything. They set it up ahead to gomer and erev Shabbos. No one violated any of it at all. There's a new issue, the Rabbana, Cham Shulchman Mishabbos, Osa Vishtir. Rav Soloveitchik told the story that once the Rabbanim of Poland had a conference on a weekend, and they were all in a certain motel, in an inn. So they brought their own kosher food, and then they didn't have any hot water. They wanted to have some hot tea on Shabbos, wanted to have some chametz. So the goy who was there in the hotel had a kettle. The kettle was kosher. He only used the kettle for water. He didn't put the chazer schmaltz in the kettle. So he put up a kettle of water to pour a cup of coffee for himself. And then he walked away. So one of the rabbanim ran in quickly afterwards. He's going to use the leftover water. He's going to have a cup of tea for himself. Rav Chaim said, you're not allowed to. So he said, why not allowed to? The din is, we saw the Mishnah later, that if a nochri does malacha for the Yisrael, you're not allowed to get hanoah from it. But if the nochri does malacha for himself, you are permitted to get hanoah. Unless it's a nochri hamakiro, unless it's a goy who knows who I am, so then we're afraid that next week he may shema yarbe b'shvilo. oh, he's going to see that I came in to take the rest of the water. So next Shabbos, he'll put a whole kettle full of water. When he wants a cup of water, he only fills in a quarter of the kettle. He doesn't fill up the whole kettle. If he sees that the rabbis would like some hot water, so he'll fill up the whole kettle. But here the rabbis weren't going to be there next Shabbos. And they took the water when he wasn't watching, and he's not going to, there's no Kseir Hashem Yarba Bishvilo. You can't say, Ben Ochre Hamakir. It wasn't Ochre Hamakir. So one of the rabbanim said he wanted to take the leftover water to drink it. The Nochre Shosim Alocha Bishvil Atzmon, the leftover water, there's no Kseir Hashem Yarba Bishvilo. Smuta. Rab Chaim said, no, according to the first day in Taisvis, that's what it says in the Mishnah. They had Heta Gomor. That's what they said. Ein Shum Isa Klal Bahavor. Absolutely Heta Gomor. You're allowed to set up a system on Erev Shabbos that the water gets cooked by itself on Shabbos. That's not a problem. And nonetheless, despite the fact that it's Heta Gomer, you're not allowed to drink the water. That was the question that we were discussing a few times. What if someone has a Shabbos clock, so he sets up a system that the coffee should cook on Shabbos morning? He has cold water on the electric stove, and the fire and the element is going to go on Shabbos morning and cook the coffee. So we were discussing maybe there's an iser to use a Shabbos clock if the malacha begins in the middle of Shabbos. That the Rambam wrote in his Pirush on Masechta Shabbos and the Pirush on the Gemara that Beis Hillel only disagrees with Beis Shammai if the malacha begins on Erev Shabbos, continues into Shabbos. But if you set up a system, I don't know how he could visualize it, we have Shabbos clock, set up a system, the lights are going to go out in the middle of Shabbos, so then the Rambam claims that that's awesome. So we really don't follow that Rambam. That was a machloikis, and we are mekel. The Rashi said we're only mekel because it enhances kvot Shabbos, that to have the lights on. Yeah, but here, according to Rab Chaim, according to the first pshat in Taisvis, even if it's Heta Gomer, even if there's nothing wrong with setting up this system, Cham Shulchan v'Shabbos is Aser v'Shtiyah, even though he didn't violate anything.
Where does Tosfos say Aser v'Shtiyah? It seems like it says Aser v'Rechitza, and then he explains that.
No, the Mishnah says, Omer lehem Chachamim, read the last three lines of the Mishnah. Omer lehem Chachamim, what you did is perfectly okay. You didn't violate Heta Gomer. Omer lehem Chachamim, in v'Shabbos, Kacham Shulchan v'Shabbos, Aser v'Rechitza, u'v'Shtiyah. In the Yanta, if he can't say it's Aser v'Shtiyah, it's mutter to cook water to drink on Yanta, but it's also berachitza. So you see from the Mishnah that it's also b'shtiyah. Cham shuch me b'shabbos beheta gamur is still also b'shtiyah.
How is the double gzera justified here?
What's the justification? They were concerned that if you'll allow this system to set it up on Erev Shabbos, the next thing you know is that people will mix it on Shabbos. So Taisa says that every so often the Gemara says they felt compelled to make a gzera l'gzera. I bet you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, "Kulachod gzera ninu." When they made the first gzera, they made a light plug and they expanded it and they included all of this. That just means you have exceptions to the rule. Every so often, you have a case where it is a gzera l'gzera, and they included the second gzera into the first gzera. Yeah, that's the first patentosis. That's the first patentosis. Then Tosis has another tupshot. And if he would give a different interpretation, the besilon hayibonikovim, the pipe of the cold water going through had holes in the pipe. Ukshayu rochtzim b'shabbes hayiposchem hanikovim masarv matonim bechamin the chamitveria. According to this pattern, chamitveria was too hot to bathe in, so they would mix the cold water into the chamitveria. Yeah, but they had holes in the silon that had the tzaynin, and then they could open the holes or close the holes. So they would open up the holes on Shabbos, have the cold water go mix in with the hot water. So they wanted to mix the cold water to the hot water that it shouldn't be burning hot. They don't want to bathe in scalding hot water, but it's a psigresha. They're not interested in cooking the cold water, but it's a psigresha. They're causing the cold water to get cooked, and they're cooking the cold water with chameh Tveria, which is according to the Chachamim, which is told us Hachama. So then, Ma'ase Banch in Tveria, Amalim Chachamim, is just to repeat what the Chachamim said before in their disagreement with Rabbi Yossi. They said, "V'lo yafkienu b'sudarim that you're not permitted Rabbanan, you're not permitted to cook with told us Hachama, to cook b'chamas muter even Rabbanan." Bishul betol zacham is awesome and rabbanon. So they said over here, if the Anshei Tver used to do Bishul betol zacham, they used to open up the Nikovim on Shabbos. Kushoy rochtzim Shabbos, so he poschem on Nikovim, and mesarv matzan and mechamen. So then, now we understand simple pshat in the Mishnah. The hashta leke elachod gzer. That is no gzer legzer. Otu chamehur. We don't permit you to do bishul to heat up the cold water with chamei chama with told us a chama gzera otu told us aish otu told us aur. And the reason omelam chachamim, the reason why it's also because of ma'aser Shabbos, because they violated the yisur de rabbanon. They would have cooked mamish al ha'esh, it would have been a malacha deraisa. So be hamavashal b'Shabbos, you're not letting it get on. Now they did bishul betolda sachama, so they violated the din de rabbanon. So the ma'aser banshi tveria relates back to the machlekes of Yosi and the chachamim.
Hot, the more it gets messing off the fact that they want to be cold.
But they don't want to have a cold bath. So they want the cold water should cool off a little bit to lower the temperature of the hot water. They want the hot water to warm up a little bit the cold water. When you take a shower, you don't want to have cold water, hot water hitting at you.
They have hot water, so they're really just trying to make it less hot. Not that they're trying to make it... In other words, it's really they're just trying to make the cold... They're trying to make the whole thing colder, not that they're trying to make it hotter, because they don't really care if it's already hot. It's not like they have to make the cold water hot.
But they don't want the cold water to make them chilly. So they want the cold water to warm up a little bit, and they want the hot water to cool down a little bit. They want both. Yeah. So according to the second shot of Taisvis, this goes back to the Machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. And Rabbi Yosi is going to have to defend his opinion. So Gemara says on the last line, Amalahu, the last line Allah Mitesim and Aleph. Amalahu, so Rabbi Yosi answered back to the Chacham, no, who told us Orhu? The Chalfi Apischa de Gehenim. No, the Chamit Tveria is not considered told us Achama. It's heated up by the heat, by the molten lead in the middle of the earth, middle of the globe of the earth. So Rabbi Yosi says that that's Chami Huesh. That's told us Aish. That's not called told us Achama. Yeah. So that's the second shot in Tosfos. However, Tosfos says, "Ach, the Gemara medam lele hatmanim about yom," but the Gemara seems to say that the ma'aser banshei tver is an issue of hatmanim. It's not an issue of bishul. Why? The aleph mino, the Gemara derives from here, lesser lahatman mebod yom v'dava hamos v'hevel gzera shem yatman baremetz v'shema yechate. That's the last line on lamed tesam and aleph. Rav Chisda going over to Amid Beis. Ma'aser shos banshei tver v'yasru li rabbanon. You see from the Mishnah that Hatamana Madavra Maisib Hebel is also. Yeah. So Ted asked the question, what do you mean? It's governed America. There's a whole parak about mad time in it. They're a dinim. We knew that all along. Hatamana Mabod Yom is also his Maisib Hebel. Hatamana Shab is also even if it's not Maisib Hebel. So Tais is going to give a different shotim. And the top Tais is on Lamites on the base. But the Gemara says, Rav Chisda says, Omer Rav Chisda, Maisib Anshe Tveria, the story with Anshe Tveria has to do with Hatamana. According to what we just said, according to the first pshat, has nothing to do with hatmana. It's a new gzeira. Cham shuchme b'shabbos, even though it's behet gomer, you're not allowed to drink it, you're not allowed to bathe in it. According to the second pshat, it's because they violated bishul b'shabbos. They violated bishul b'chamei chama. So how does it fit in with the gemara? Gemara medam let hatmana b'am yal v'ra less hatmana medam ma'isa b'hevo. Well, they read near it, the third pshat, the Masha Hoy, Mesarvim, Tzainin, Bechamin, Lahavidomi. If the second pshat is correct, that they opened up the holes on Shabbos and the cold water would mix in with the hot water, so why is that Hatmana? That's not Hatmana, that's Bishul Betoldas HaChama. That's Tosfos Tanya against the second pshat. Lekalel Melech Mino, how can you derive from this case that Hatmana is also? It's mamish bishul betolda sacham. V'nira lo, so the Ri says, the third pshat, the silen lo haim esar bechamen. They wouldn't bathe. It's not that they would bathe in the chamit tveria and the cold water would cool down the chamit tveria a little bit. No, the chamit tveria are very smelly. Ki hoya mukam mechitza mikol tzad v'hoya mischamim amayim tzonim shebisim. The silon, the pipe that had, the tzinor that had the cold water, went in and went out. It didn't mix with the hot water. And they're not going to bathe in the hot water. He says, l'fi sheriechan ra, it has a bad smell. They're not going to bathe. The cold water went in the pipe through the hot water, and that was the hatmana. It's hatmana b'davar ha'mais v'evel. It starts off as cold water. And because I set up the system on Erev Shabbos, and you're not allowed to set up such a system, to put a cold thing, cold water, go through a pipe, mibod yom, and around the pipe is burning hot water, chamit veria, and this will cause the cold water to get hot. That's hatmana mibod yom b'davar ha'mais v'evel. So that's forbidden midrabbanah. So because they violated the Isa Hatmana, that's why the Chachamim said, Cham Shuchma B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink, because I'm a Mavashal B'Shabbos. You violated the, not, you didn't violate Mavashal, you violated the Isa of Hatmana. And the penalty of Hamavashal B'Shabbos doesn't only apply when you violated a Malacha Deraisa, a Malacha Derabbanah, it even applies if you violated Gzeira. Hatmana is a Gzeira, it's not a Malacha. If someone violates Hatmana, it's Shema Yechata B'Gechon, but he wasn't Mechata. He only, that was the Shaila we had on the previous daf. Gemara had the Shaila, is there a penalty or not? Shochah Kadeir, is there a penalty or not? So Taisa says, of course there's a penalty. It's a Beferish of Bryson, the first paragon over here. So the Gemara didn't realize. So the same thing over here, according to the third Prat and Taisa, it's enough in the Mishnah that there is a penalty even if you only violated Gzeira.
So is this like not the more recent technology, the old, in the beginning in Israel, so what they used to do with it. So the heating systems were similar, but they're not the same. The pipes would go on the top of the roof. Now they cover it with a special material and they have solar panels. But in the beginning, it was just the big pipe that went on the roof and it was really, really hot. So around it, so it would like heat up the pipes. So you're saying that the same sort of thing was going on? It went into the pool and out, right? And the pipe itself was getting heated up. And so the cold water that passed through the pipe, that was what was heated up?
The cold water that went through the pipe went in, went out, and when it was passing through the Chamei Tveria, the cold water got hot, got heated up, and that's a violation of Hatmana Mibod Yom Medaber Hamais of Hevel. And that's why you're not allowed to drink it, because you violated HaMavashal B'Shabbos. You didn't do Mavashal, you didn't even do a Malocha Derabbanan HaMavashal. According to the second Meshat and Taisus, they were Poskim B'Shabbos, they opened it up on Shabbos. So they did Bishal Midirabbanan. Bishal Betoldas HaChama is an Isa Bishal Mirabban. According to the third Pshat, it's even less than a Malach Mirabban. It's a Gzeira. They violated the Gzeira, Shema Yechata. And that's why it's awesome. So the Pshat Yeshua just points out, the Gemara has this discussion. What's the Maisa Banche Tveria try to bring out? Let's see, Toshma. Take a look on Lamed Tesem and Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Toshma. The Gemara had three ways to read the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to. Why not? So according to the Chachamim, it's Pashat, why? You're doing Bishul on the raw egg, B'toldo Sachama. That's simple. You're doing Bishul B'toldo Sachama. But the Mishnah does not record that Rav Yossi disagrees. The only one Rav Yossi disagrees, he doesn't hold an exere or to Bishul betol the sachama or to Bishul betol the saish. But over here, doesn't record Rabbi Yossi disagreeing. So the Gemara gives another reason, a second reason, and a third reason. The simple reason why it's aser is because it's Bishul betol the sachama, according to the Chachamim. But according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to give a different reason. So Rabbi said because of Hatmana, it's Hatmana. And Rabbi Yossi said, Mez is often become, whatever that means. Yeah.
Sorry, just in general, how would you ever have a case of Bishul betol?
How would you have Bishul B'chama?
Yeah.
In the Sahara Desert, the heat is unbearable. So I take an egg outside, it's going to get cooked in the sun.
Where am I cooking it? I'm putting it on the ground, the ground's being heated up. I suspend it in midair.
I put it on a plate.
But then you put it on a frying pan on the ground, the frying pan is being heated up.
No, frying pan is a cold frying pan. I take the frying pan out from inside. If I leave the frying pan in the sun for an hour and the frying pan is burning hot, then I take it back into the house, have an Erev. I take it back from the Sahara Desert into the kitchen, and then I crack open the egg on it. That's Bishul B'Toldo Sachama. Here, I have a cold frying pan and a cold egg. I crack open the egg on the frying pan, but it sits there long enough. The sun beats down on it, so it cooks it.
The frying pan, too. The frying pan will get hot, and that he'll do the transfer to the egg.
Well, the metal of the frying pan will cook the egg faster than the sun will.
It certainly will be at least significant. it gets hotter. The metal, anything on the ground will get hotter faster than the air will. So whatever's being cooked, unless it's something that gets cooked at a very low temperature anyway, is going to be cooked from whatever. How does Shaq have the sun cooking something unless you mom suspended him in air?
I don't know. If metal is probably a conductor of heat. So maybe the metal is going to, let's say it's not a metal, I'm putting on a china dish. So take the same amount of time for the china dish to get burning hot as for the egg to get cooked. So the egg will be getting cooked because of the heat of the sun, not because of the heat of the china dish. Metal is hotter than in china. So the Gemara is now discussing Toshma and Mimaisus Shoshan Shetoviasim Shalchamin Vechule, the whole story to the end. The Gemara wants to know what's the moral of the story. Why was the story quoted in Mishnah to Stama story? The story to bring out a point of one of the halachas that we mentioned previously. If you hold like Rabbah, that the reason why Rabbi Yosi agrees to the Chachamim by the case of Leit Menena B'chola B'Avachach because of Hatmana, that's the third pshat in Tosis. That's what the Gemara says. Bishleim al-Mandam Hatmana. So that's why the Mishnah quoted this story. This is an example of Hatmana. El alamandiyam tnei shmei zofim imkomo. But if you all like Rabbi Yosef said this is not Hatmana. Hatmana is only if you cook the food already on Erev Shabbos and it's still in the Kli Rishon. Here you have raw food. Nothing was cooked. What does it have to do with Hatmana? Here it's an issue of Bishul. Either it is Bishul or it's not Bishul. If you all like Rabbi Yosef, there's no prohibition of Bishul but told the Sachama, so it's Mutter. So why is it also? El alamandiyam tnei zofim imkomo, a totally different reason. So what do they quote the story with Anshe Tveria? What does it have to do with Shema Yozer Zofim Emkoimer? And for the Gemara, Misavis Maisa Banshe Tveria Asefa Koi. You're making a mistake. You think Banshe Tveria is to give an example of the last din mentioned in the Mishnah, like Menen and Bechol Abba Bakhtarochim. No, Aresha Koi. The Machlekes have Yosin Achacham and Babishul Betol the Sachama. And Achacham and say, you're not allowed to do Bishul Betol the Sachama. Gemara says, the Maisa is Anshe Tveria, it was told to Sachama, and the Chachamim told Anshe Tveria, you're not allowed to drink the water because of Hamavashal B'Shabbos, because he violated Bishul, but told to Sachama. That's the second Pshat in Tosis. The third Pshat in Tosis is what the Gemara said, Iyamet Bishleima. Then the second Pshat in Tosis, the middle Pshat in Tosis is what the Gemara says now. Misarvis HaSefikoi HaReshikoi goes on the previous line. So then what does Rabbi Yossi answer back? Rabbi Yossi holds no, that Chami Tveria told us the word, the Chalfi HaPischa Degenu. I don't know what that means.
It's the lead,
the lead, burning hot lead is considered Eish.
It's not in the sun.
We assume that if you heat up metal till it glows, then the Rambam says that it's Eish. But if you have melted lead that's burning hot, you touch it, you're going to burn your finger will disappear. But if it's not orange, it's not reddish, then it's not called ash.
Well, it's coming from the core, it's like the stuff can get really hot depending on
the. But what's the source of the heat? Is there a fire there?
In the inner part of the earth, it's extremely hot, and so the farther out you get, the less hot it gets, but the springs are really hot.
So that's the shaila. Is there a fire there? So he says, there's some kind of fire there.
Yeah.
There is a fire.
Yeah, there's like lava and all this stuff. It's molten.
It's melted lead, melted metal. Melted metal, but it's not orange, so there's no age.
I mean, if you go far enough, you do. I've never dug under a spring before, but I don't know, but I could see it happening. Yeah, it's very hot.
So it sounds like it's a machlokes that the Chachamim hold that it's naturally hot metal there, the molten lead. Molten lead is naturally hot metal, it's told us Chama. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees, he holds that it's told us Sur. So where does the first pshat come from? Tosfos gave the first pshat that they didn't violate any Issa whatsoever, but there's a new Gzeira that you're not allowed. It doesn't correspond to either pshat anymore. That's the question. The second pshat, the middle pshat in Tosfos, the second pshat in Tosfos, that they did Bishul on Shabbos, but told the Sachama by opening up the holes. That's what the Gemara's final pshat is. The third pshat in Tosfos is the initial pshat in the Gemara. The Yamar Pishleimi, that's the initial pshat. Pshat is, where does the other pshat come from? Where does the first pshat come from? That doesn't correspond to either pshat in the Gemara. So that's the question, okay.
Might be able to drink the water from this
Does that depend on the first? Yeah, the first pshat holds that you're not allowed to, but where does it say that in the Gemara? That's the second pshat and the third pshat, at least they're Makoros in the Gemara. This chiddush of the first pshat doesn't seem to correspond to what it says in the Gemara.
According to Rabbi Yossi, that it's Chamek Beria because they're Mechafel Kisadeh Gehenna.
Right.
Is that Chamek Beria or is that all natural hot springs?
I think it means all natural hot springs. I think so.
Why was Tosfos' first answer not concerned with Hadmana? It seems that it's also hot.
Probably is not hatmana like Rav Yosef disagrees with Rav. But what does that have to do with hatmana? Hatmana is if you cook the food in a pot and still in the kli rishon. This is quoted. Pinim mechem lemechem. The food is not in the original pot that it was cooked in, so there's no din of hatmana. See, here you had cold water going through. What kind of hatmana? Hatmana is only if you cooked on Erev Shabbos, you cooked before Shabbos food in a pot and still burning hot. You want to preserve that heat, so then zachashah shemiyach hatu b'gechol. But here, it's not in the pot in which it was cooked. It wasn't cooked yet. You're cooking it here.
Could the first pshat in Tosfos be going off the Amar Ula? The fact that Ula says the Allah is going to say Tverio means that
on the base.
It might have been Adam to say that two gazeros don't.
What is his hand on the base? Let's see the third line. Amar Ula, halacha kan shei Tverio. Good morning. Halacha kan shei Tverio. How can it be halacha kan shei Tverio? According to the second shot in Tosfos, they violated Bishul B'Toldos Sachama. According to the third shot in Tosfos, they violated Hatmana. So the third shot, you can understand, they hold that it's not Hatmana, because it wasn't cooked in the pot. It wasn't cooked over there. So you want to say, maybe Tosfos thought that that's what Ula held. Aloha Ganshe Tveria, that there is no such thing. And then Rav Nachman says, how can you pass Kala Ganshe to Amalai Rav Nachman to Ula? He tells him, they did tshuva. When the Chacham told them they're doing wrong, so they stopped. They discontinued the practice. It's against Halacha Ganshi Tveri. Could be. That maybe from the Gemara, it sounds that Ula has a different pshat in the Mishnah, a third pshat. But it's problematic. The second and the third pshat in Taisa, that's black and white. That's from the Gemara. That's what the Pnei Yeshua said. And the first pshat, that's a question. Where did that come from?
Why isn't there Bishul even without the cover?
Bishul is a malacha. Malachas can only be violated b'kum v'yaseh if you do something on Shabbos. But if they system on Erev Shabbos, let's say on Shabbos I turn on the hot water and the cold water. So I'm cooking the cold water. The hot water is going to be too hot if I'm going to use it. So I turn on the hot water but the cold water at the same time. And the hot water warms up the cold water. So that's Bishul on Shabbos. I'm heating up the cold water. But if I turn on the water on Erev Shabbos and the water is running on Shabbos, I didn't do anything b'kum v'yaseh on Shabbos. I can't be in violation of Bishul on Shabbos unless I do b'kum v'yaseh. So the middle pshat in Tosfos, the second pshat in Tosfos said, they opened up the Nekovim on Shabbos. By opening up, so that caused the cold water to blend in with the hot water. They did a ma'aseh b'kum v'yaseh to cause the Bishul.
Is that water running through the pipe?
Water is running through the pipe, and that water is not going to get cooked. The Chamei Tver is not so burning hot that it will succeed in causing the cold water in the pipe to get cooked. But if they open up the holes from the pipe and the cold water gets mixed in with the burning hot water of Chamei Tver, so then it gets cooked. But just by going through, it's not really going to get cooked so much. Not going to reach Yad Soledis. Hatmana will be. It will still be Hatmana. Yeah. Okay, so let's do again. Let's see. We saw the Gemara on Lamed Tes Menah. Layat Menana Bechol. So the Gemara raised the question of Lifel Nam Rabbi Yosi Behor. Layat Menana Bechol is because of Bishul Betolda Sacham. But Rabbi Yosi holds that it's Mutter. How come the Mishnah sounds as if Rabbi Yosi agrees? The Rabbi said that it's Hatmana. Then Rabbi Yosi says, what kind of Hatmana? You're not doing Hatmana in the Klevishan in which it was cooked. You're causing it to cook. It's not Hatmana. It's an issue of Bishul. It's worse than Hatman. It's an issue of Bishul. According to Rabbi Yosi, there's no issue of Bishul. There's no Gzera de Rabbanon of Bishul, but told us Acham. So Rabbi Yosi gives a different Mishab. Rabbi Yosi, Famam, Nesha Mezes, Ophim, Mukam. What does that mean? So here there's a question, what the gear says. Shema yozes alfim of komo. We're afraid something may go wrong, or it's already, Mimpnesha mazes, you're already doing something wrong. So Rashi writes, Shema, Rashi had the gear says Shema. On Lamatesim and Avdim Rascha, Shema yozes alfim. Shema lo yehesham chol okur l'chol atzorech. He wants to cover over the eggs, b'chol ababak terochim, so there may not be enough sand, because you have a sandbox where the children play. And the sandbox is sitting in the sun and burning down, the sun is beating down, so the sand is burning hot. So the children are not going to play in the sandbox, they'll burn their hands, they'll burn their feet, if they're going to sit in the sandbox. So the guy takes a raw egg, and he puts it, and he covers over with sand. The sand won't be muktzah because he was masminut for the children to play, so it's a toy. When we have a bris on Shabbos, so the minig is based on the Zohar, the old minig from the days of the Goyim, maybe from the days of the Gemara. You matmin the or horla beofer, because the pasuk says in Parshas Bullock, and there was Bilam mi mana afar yankin. Who can count all of the orlas that were nitman beofer? Mi mana afar yankin. So the minig is that you matmin the or horla beofer. So what if you have a bris on Shabbos and Yontav, offer is muktzah. Eitz ma'avan of your offer is muktzah. That's the original muktzah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Milah, in Yeridah, in Hilchas Shabbos, it says, if you're mazmin in advance, then you're permitted to be metalt of the offer for that purpose, for the purpose of doing the hatmanas or horlaba offer. So over here also, you were mazmin to stand in advance. Right, Eitz ma'avan of your offer is muktzah. But if you're mazmin the offer in advance that the children should play, then the offer is not muktzah. So let's say you have this sandbox and the children usually play. So it's not muktzah. And it happens that the sun is beating down and the sand is burning hot. So the children are not playing today. It's too hot. So I take an egg from the refrigerator and I put it in and I cover it over with the sand. So I didn't do any tilta muktzah. It's not muktzah over here. But what I did was, so Rabbi holds that I violated hatmona, and Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi says that I violated Hatmona. And Rabbi Yosef says, Shema Yaziz Ofer Mimkomo. So how does Rashi read? He may realize that he doesn't have enough sand, so then he'll scrape out from another location. He's using the sand in the sandbox where the children play. So he may realize he doesn't have enough sand to cover over the whole leg that's burning hot. So he may dig out the hole in order to get some more sand and thereby violate Chofer. He may come to realize in the middle when he's covering over the egg, which according to Rabbi Yossi is hetagom, a bishul, but told us Zacham is hetagom. He may come to the realization, doesn't have enough sand. He may go to break up some other offer that's all stuck together, and then he'd be on violation of a havichayfer gumah, he'll be digging a gumah. So Tosis is very upset about that. You have no right to make a gzera l'gzera normally. And over here, if you dig a hole, so then the Gemara says that you're not chayv. Tosis claims that it's melacha shen tzvicha l'gufa. It doesn't really say that in the Gemara, but that's the Tosis claim. Tosis always gives that as a marshal. And the Mishkan, when he dug chafira, so they're going to use the chafira. When they dig basadeh, so it's a tzvicha l'gufa if you want to plant something. And if you dig babayas, it'll be a tzvicha l'gufa if you plan to put in a pole there, if you plan to build over there. So if you choyfa gum en tzochel lafara, I don't need it not to plant basoda, and I don't need it to build babayas. So then the Gemara says it's mekalkel. Whether it's babayas and basoda, there's going to be mekalkel. The Gemara in the Havamina said, maybe has something to do with melocha tzvicha l'gufa. So Tosha always quotes the Havamina. That a choyfa gum en tzochel lafara, it's only the Rabbanim because it's a Malocha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. So that's
why couldn't it be Rabbi
Yehuda? Why couldn't it be?
Why couldn't this Gemara be Rabbi
Yehuda? Yeah, it could be Rabbi Yehuda, but Tosis assumes since we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so it's hard to assume like that.
Yeah.
That what?
Tosfot throughout the Masechet says, all these Gemaras leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, this Gemara leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Yeshua, the whole Gemara will be Mutar. Why doesn't Tosfot now say it? We saw Tosfot early, late, much later in the Masechet, and Kol Kitvei
Tosfot
was happy to say the entire
parak
is
Aliva Deriyuda.
Why isn't it
Kol Kitvei Tosfot? Don't know. I don't know. Good question. So let's see. What does that say? Rashi's Gersa was not Pimpnei Shemayos. It's Pirish Bekuntris. Mitok shel la'yir l'chol okor kol atzarech will realize it doesn't have enough sand l'chasas to cover up all the eggs that he wants to cook on Shabbos with the tov de sachama, which is mutar. Osi la'zuze ofer hadov v'avi choyf aguma. The kosher, frektes kosher liro, daleki sur deraisa, choyf aguma sach el la'fora, the Reb Shimon, the Amar, melach shen tzvicha l'gufa pato le'a. The Gemara says on Daf Ayin Gimel, even according to Reb Yudah, the ain tzvicha l'gufa is deraisa, but still here it's mekalkel. If you choyf aguma sach el la'fora, it's going to be mekalkel, it's a different reason why it's pato. Maybe that's why. Taisa just quoted the beginning of the Gemara, that it's a malacha shen svichu, but then the Gemara backs out from that. It's not based on malacha shen svichu, it's based on mekalkel. So they say, so it's difficult. Why shouldn't they make a gzera shema yozi shema yachpor? A gzera shema yozi zofa shema yachpor? Shema yachpor will only be the Rabbanon. So it's not right to make a gzera the Rabbanon. So what does Taisa say? B'tzarech loimar. If he pirish our country is gzeresh emayachba haguma litmon habeitza b'toicho, then it'll be a melacha tzvicha legufa. He may make a chafira, he may do chafira in order to use the chafira, in order to use the guma, not in order to use the off, in order to use the guma. So Rabbeinu Tam is not happy with the Rashi's gears. So Rabbeinu Tam hikshu the pirish kunis the ma'ide mishani b'samach stam gag leis le'off or other abastam gag yeshbo. Maziva. We came in the Gazvina Shem Yachba, the Gazvina Shem Yachba, Maziva, Yachasa. Whoa, the Girs is Shver. Shemotza, Bisform, Mishan, Mipne Shem Mezes offer. The Pish Huntress, Toch Ligger, Shem Yoziz offer. Rashi has the Girs, the Mamaskal, Shem Yoziz offer. So Tai says, but in all the old manuscripts, the Girs was like the Dibra Maskal, and Tai says, Mipne Shem Mezes, not Shem Yoziz. That he's always doing that. So what is he doing? Yeah, but oh, Chimatsa Bisram, my son, Mipne Shemezov, Pish Gun Sachlig, Shemayozis, Farish Abinatam, not like Rashi. Abinatam has a different interpretation. Shemezis offer, Shahu Mukta, Esamavana, we offer. Is Mukta Machmas Gufa, that's the original Mukta. There are four categories of things that are Makabal Tumah. We said in the first half in Kolakalim. There are four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumah. Other Mekalim, Ochel, and Mashkin. And every year, everything else in the world that doesn't fall under the four categories is considered junk, so it's not Mekabel Tumah. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. So they wanted to make Gzeira D'Rabbanan. You're not allowed to handle anything in the house. Shema Yotzi. You may forget and carry it into the street. You can't handle anything in the house. So you can't take off your clothes and put on your pajamas. And you can't take a fork and a knife and eat the food. And you can't take a plate. You can't move your chair. You make life impossible. So the Chacham wanted to make life a little difficult, but he didn't want to make life impossible. So on the four things that you usually, that have value, other Mikaela, Mochlem, and Mashkim, the four things that are Mekabel Tumah, that are not junk, that haven't made Gzeira D'Rabbanan. So that you're allowed to handle. But whatever is not other Mikaela, Mochlem, and Mashkim is junk. Whatever is not Mekabel Tumah is a piece of junk. So you don't, has no Ishtamshis anyway. So then there were guys that don't handle in a house, Shema Yotzi, maybe you'll count. It would be a gzeri shen rei v'atzibi yichalim lamed bar if they would have prohibited handling other mekele mochel mamashkin. Because that's normal that has in Hishtamshis. So the Rabbi Natam learns that word, Mephorish Rabbi Natam, not Shem Yosis, Mipnei Shemezis Ofer Mekomo. It's still till Muktze. Kishatechev ha-beitze v'techa Ofer, that's a violation of Tiltal Muktze. How, what kind of Tiltal Muktze? Why is it Tiltal Muktze? The offer is muktze. So when I take the raw egg and I push it into the sand, so some of the sand is going to get pushed to the side. So that's tilta muktze. So that's called tilta muktze min hatzad. Tilta muktze min hatzad is like this. Let's say I have a pile of money on the table. I should have cleaned up the money before Shabbos. I didn't have a pile of money on the table. So I want to eat my food. I want to learn from the sefer. So I take the sefer and it's not sitting flat because I have all the money underneath. I have coins all over the place. So I take the sefer and I go like this. I move the money to the side. I got the money out of the way by handling the sefer. The sefer is not muktzah. So that's called tilta muktzah min atzad. So what's the din? So if what there's a stir between two gemaras. This is going to be later in Perikir. There's a contradiction between two gemaras. One gemara says tilta muktzah min atzad is mutter. One gemara says tilta muktzah min atzad is asa. So the Rebalatesis answers, and that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that depends what's the motivation to move it. If it's $1 million bills and I'm afraid someone's going to steal it, So I'm taking a sefer that I'm pushing away the money because I want it to fall to the floor, and then I want to kick it away. So tiltamukza begufa is muta, but biadayim tiltamukza is us. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Magen Avraham, who understood in the Gemara Parshat Pshat that tiltamukza begufa is a muta, to kick mukza with your feet. Chazanish disagrees, he has a whole different pshat, but everybody usually assumes like the Mishnah Brura is Magen Avraham, that's the easier pshat than the Gemara. So let's say I want to get, so if I'll lean over and go like this, I'll push the money to the floor with my elbow, and then I'll kick the money with my foot, so that would be okay. But instead of pushing with his elbow, he's going to hold the plate with his hand, he's going to hold the sefer, then he's going to push the money off with the sefer with the plate. So that's tiltul biyadayim. But it's minatzad. I'm moving the mukzah with my hands without actually handling the mukzah. I'm handling the non-mukzah, I'm handling the plate or the sefer, and by holding onto this plate of the sefer, I cause the mukzah to be moved. So if the motivation to move the mukzah is in order to hide it, so then it's awesome. Tilta mukzah minatzad, l'tzarech tovah ha'asur, is awesome. But if it's l'tzarech tovah ha'muta, tzachlam komo, the money is in the way over here. I want to put svarim on the whole table, I want to learn. I have these piles of coins that are in the way. So I want to get them out of the way in order to be able to have a clear table to put all the swarm flat on the table. So that's called tilta mukts min atzad, l'tzarech tovah ha'muta, tzarech l'mekama. Not that the motivation is to hide the money, I'm afraid someone's going to steal it. Motivation is to be able to have a flat surface on the table. So tilta mukts min atzad, l'tzarech tovah ha'muta is muta. That's how we paskin. So Taisa says over here, isn't that what's happening over here? He's taking a raw egg and he's pushing the egg is oichel. Raw potatoes on Yontov are not mukta because you're allowed to cook them. So you can't say you can't say it's mukta. The guy has the right to cook. Raw potatoes on Shabbos are mukta because you're not allowed to cook them unless you plan to feed them to the behemoth. But if they're expensive potatoes, you're not going to feed it to the animals. You're going to give something else to the animals. So it's Michael Odom and it's not Roy Lachilos Odom. So raw potatoes on Shabbos would be mukta. What about a raw egg? So raw egg on Yontov, you're allowed to cook, so it's not mukta. Raw egg on Shabbos, we don't eat raw eggs, so let it be mukta. But if you hold this muta levashel, they told us achama, so just like a raw potato on Yontov is not mukta, so the raw potatoes you can't cook with the chol of abak drachim. You need a lot more heat to cook the potatoes. But the raw eggs you can cook with chol of abak drachim. So if he takes the egg, and it's not considered mukta because according to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to cook the toldos sachama. But then he's going to push it into the sand in order that it should be covered with the burning hot sand. So he's moving sand. It's tiltul mukta. The sand is etzma v'anagaf is mukta. Tiltul mukta min atzad. He's moving the sand without handling the sand. He's moving the sand by handling the egg. He takes the raw egg and he pushes it into the sand, and it's l'tzarech tovah muta. He's moving, causing the sand to move in order that the sand should cover over the egg and cook it. So we paskin that it's mutter. So how come Rabbi Yosef says that it's aser? It says Rabbi Yosef is shaloi kahalocha. That's what he said. V'sav Rabbi Yosef is of the opinion that we don't accept tiltul mukts min atzad shmei tiltul, even though it's l'tzarech tovah ha'muter. There was a machlokes in the Gemara. We paskin halacha that if it's l'tzarech tovah ha'muter, it's mutter. And he holds not so, even l'tzarech tovah ha'muter is also. How does Rabbi Natan read the next line in the Gemara? The Gemara had this machlokes. Why does Rabbi Yosi agree with the Chachamim? In this case, b'chol avak drachim, layit manenu b'chol avak drachim, b'shvil shetitzla, why not? So Rabbi said because it's a form of hatmana, and Rabbi Yosi said it's a gzeres shema. Rabbi Natan's giving us, b'pnei shemezes ofim mekoma. Not shema yozes, he is mezes ofim mekoma. He's pushing the tilta mukzah. So Gemara says, "My binayu, what's the difference?" The next line in the Gemara, Allah mitzvah, "My binayu, what's the difference?" But you learn that Rabbi, you learn that Rabbi Yosi. Gemara says, "Zik binayu, the halacha and the nice nafkemina will happen the case of a tichuach." What does that mean, of a tichuach? Very soft, granulated sand. So what's the nafkemina? So what's the nafkemina? So it means. So if you hold like Rabba, then it's hatmana. So it's hatmana even if it's granulated. That's I'll take the egg and I'll drop it, and the sand is so soft, the egg will sink by itself, and it'll be covered over with all of the sand. So according to Rabba, you're not allowed to do that. But according to Rabbi Yosef, that the only reason why it's prohibited, Shema Mipnation, mazes off and become, because you have to push the egg into the sand. So you are indirectly moving the sand, your mazes, the offer, by pushing the egg. So that's only if you have to push the egg in. What if it's off a tichuch, very, very soft, granulated sand? And you just drop the egg and it's going to fall in by itself. There's no need to push it. So then Taisa said, that's even less than tilta muktze min atzad. When is it tilta muktze min atzad? I want to move here. The tape recorder, let's say, is muktze. It's probably not. The tape recorder is probably a klisha malach d'liyisa. Let's say you have a hammer or a screwdriver. The hammer or screwdriver is not muktze. Eitz mavana, we offer twigs, sand. Has no ishtamshus at all, piece of junk. That's muktze. But if you have a screwdriver or a hammer or something like that, that's a klisha malach d'liyisa. Klisha malach d'liyisa is mutta to move. It's our kufa, it's our mekama. Just mechama letzel, you're not allowed to move it. To protect it or to move it unnecessarily, you're not allowed to. But it's not really muktza. So here we're talking about sand. Sand is real muktza. Yeah.
Are we operating under the assumption that it would be also to remove this from the sand? Did you have to remove the sand?
No, somehow he's going to get it out of the sand. How's he going to succeed in getting out of the sand? Maybe he's going to kick around it with his foot. I don't know. He's going to have to get it out somehow. Yeah. Yeah, if part of it is still protruding, yeah. The Gemara has, if you have a long skinny vegetable, and part is submerged under the sand, part is above, so then you can yank it out, so then there won't be any case of tilta mukta.
If the narrow side is down.
Okay, we'll have to learn those Gemaras, okay. Yeah, otherwise it's tilta mukta min atzad. Otherwise it'll be an issue of tilta mukta min atzad. So what does Taisa say? So how does Taisa read the next Gemara? My binai, Ika binai, offer tichuach. So what is the Ika binai? So Rashi learns, offer tichuach means what? If you learn like Rabbo, that it's a violation of Hatmona, so it doesn't make a difference, but it's whether it's ground up offer or regovim shel offer, a hard offer. If you're doing Hatmona, it's awesome. But if you say like Rav Yosef, then Shema Yozis offer Mimkomo. What do you mean Shema Yozis? Rashi writes Shema Yasa Chafira. Shema Yasa Chafira. So there's no Malacha of Choresh if it's offer Tichuach. Choresh is only if the karka is kosher, the earth is very tough, and you dig Basodes, so it's a violation of Choresh, and if you dig Babayis, then it's a violation of Bona. But if it's offer Tichuach, the sand is so soft, you don't have to dig anything. You just push something in and it moves right away. So then if it's off tichuach, Rashi says, you wouldn't be in violation of chofer. So this is nicha, the way Rashi said, there's no chofer because it's off tichuach. But the way the Rabbi Natam learns, that the girsa is not shema yozes off him come, it may lead to chofer, but rather, mipnesha may zof him come, because he's doing tiltal muktza. So the Gemara says, ik benai off tichuach, that what? What's off tichuach? That if you hold like Rav Yosef, then it would be mutter. Mutter mutter dofer tichuach is also tilta muktze. So what does Rabbi Natan? Has Rabbi Natan read that line of the Gemara? So the Rabbi Natan says, "V'ikah binayu of a tichuach haino." What does it mean? Shu tichuach kol kach that sheminecha beitzam yod alipol nitmenes meyatzma b'tocha offer ve'ne mezes offer mekama biyadaim. That's what it means. The only time Rabbi Yosef holds that tilta muktze min atzad, the tzarech davar hamuter is aser. That's if I take the egg and I push it in, and we don't paskin, we paskin against that also. That's tilta muktze min atzad tzarech davar hamuter. I want the egg to get cooked, so I'm permitted to push it in. I'm permitted to move the muktze, the offer that's muktze. I'm permitted to move it because it's tzarech davar hamuter. But Rav Yosef, the Amora, holds not so. So Rav Yosef, he holds not so. Tilta muktze min atzad shmei tilta. But when is there an iser? That's if I take the raw egg and I push it into the offer. So I'm pushing offer indirectly. By pushing the egg, I'm pushing the offer to the side. But if I hold the offer a couple of inches above, I hold the egg a couple of inches above, and I drop it, and the sand is so soft that it falls in by itself. So Taisa said there is no violation of tilta muktze. That is interesting. Why not? Tilta muktze is only if I move it like this, I move it, or if I move it like this, the hat is the muktze, I move it like this, I push the egg in, so by pushing the egg, the offer moves to the side. So that's tilta muktze min atzad. So tzarech davar hamuter, the Rav Yosef holds as us. But if I drop the egg, and based on the pull of gravity, the egg falls in the mela, the gravity did it. I didn't do it. Interesting? That's not called...
You know the gravity's going to work, though.
I know the gravity's going to work, so I'm harnessing the gravity to do my dirty work.
Exactly.
So that's called korachach miyurabai. So there's no isa tilta muktzah if you have korachach miyurabai. A malacha would be. A malacha would be when you harness a natural force. And a malacha occurs, that zora beruch misayaita, the wind is blowing, and he throws up the ochel, but the psolas are mixed in together. And the ochel, the kernels of grain are heavier, and the psolas, the shells are lighter, and the wind is blowing. So he throws it up, so the ochel is going to fall down, and the psolas is going to fly away in the wind. So he harnesses the natural force of the wind, which is blowing, to do a malacha. Or let's say, he wants to throw the ball dalaramis b'shus harabim. So if he's going to throw like this, it'll be in violation of mavr dalaramis b'shus harabim. If he carries the ball like this, mavr dalaramis. Or if he throws the ball, that's ayidei kocho. What if he throws the ball up in the air, like this, and he knows the wind is blowing? Because the wind is blowing, he knows it's going to blow it dalaramis away. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes those who interpret, that's what the Yerushalmi said. The Yerushalmi said that if a person spits in the wind, and the wind is blowing, so he's in violation of Zorah. The Ramah quotes that from the Yerushalmi. If a person is rock baruach, and the ruach is mefazel the rock, so that's a violation of Zorah. So we discussed it. That's a chiddush. The Yerushalmi is cholek on the Bavli. The Bavli says there are three malachas that are a repeat of each other. The Gemara says, "Hayne zera, hayne bora, hayne merake." Bora is if he separate echel from solus, and merake is you separate echel from solus by having a sifter. So by sifting it, I keep out the pebbles and I keep out whatever doesn't belong there. And zera is also like that. I separate the echel from the solus with the assistance of the wind. So the Gemara was bothered with the kasha. Why do you count them? That's the Gemara, the bottom of Ein Gimel Amud Beis, the last two lines. The Gemara said, "Hai Nazara, Hai Bein, Hai Merake." So the Gemara says, "You're right. We counted as three malachas because in the Mishkan, all three were there, and there's a slight difference between the two. But basically, they're all the same. All three are forms of borer. But according to Rishami, the guy's rock, baruach, and the ruach is mefaza, the rock. So what's the oichel and what's the psalus? It's all min echad." According to the Rishami, the malach of Zora is just meanings, just the definition of the malach of Zora is if you cause something to scatter with the assistance of the wind, has nothing to do with separating Ochel from Solus, nothing to do with separating Shnei Minim. Very strange. So that's what some Achrenim assume. Yeah, it's a machalik, is the Bavli in the Rishami. And the Ramah quoted this, Yerushalmi is Keneged HaBavli. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from a Sefer, I think Teferis Yerushalayim, Matosis Yerushalayim, somebody quotes one of the Achronim in the Bir Halacha. He said, no, that's not what the Ramah understood. The Ramah didn't mean he's rock baruch, mefazer is a rock, that's the malacha. To be mefazer baruch is not a malacha. It means the wind is blowing and the rock is going to be carried dalat amis away. He's mava dalat amis b'shus harabim. So what did Yerushalayim say? That is chai mishum zora. No, you learn that from zora. They're just like Zora Viruch Misayaita, if you harness the natural force of the wind to do a malacha, so you can be in violation of Zora, which is a form of Borer. So what dinami, if you harness the natural force of the wind to be Mabad Dalanamas, I throw the ball up in the air, and I know the wind is blowing, is going to blow Dalanamas away. So I'm Chai Mishum Mabad Dalanamas Bishusra. I'm not Chai Mishum Zora. From Zora you learn that Koach Chacham Yorabai is Chayef. So that's the Shaila over here. Isn't this Koach Chacham Yorabai? A person drops the egg, and the sand is so soft, he knows it's off, and Tichuach is going to move by itself. So he knows he's doing Tiltamukta. He knows he's causing Tiltamukta. So somehow Tosfos seems to assume that the Koyachacha Miyurabai is Mitzdarf back to me, that's if it's a natural force. But if it's gravity just means that everything falls down. We assume that gravity doesn't mean that it falls down because we assume that there's a pull of gravity. So the Ran has 2 days. So one day he holds is that gravity is not a force. There is no force of gravity. Gravity is, it's heavy, so it falls down. But there is no koyachach. And then the other opinion in the Ran is no, that there's a pull of gravity. So remember, Rav Soloveitchik commented that it's two opinions in Aristotle. What's pshat in gravity? A machlekes in the Mishnah. So this Tosfos sounds like like they hold like that. That gravity is not a natural force. If it will be a natural force, it should be Korach Acham Yorabai. I'm doing the Tilta Muktzah.
You think perhaps that Zerut can't be violated with
Korach Acham Yorabai? You can't violate Zerut with Korach Acham Yorabai. Is it true? You can't violate Tilta Muktzah with the Korach Acham Yorabai. Maybe. Maybe that's the answer. I mean, it's a chiddush. Korach Acham Yorabai is a chiddush that you learn out from Zerut v'Roch Misayaitel. So maspik if we apply it to Malacha Deraisa, to Malacha Derabban, and maybe Gzeris can't be violated because that could be. Possibility. Yeah.
In the second Pshat around that you the murder, that you're not chayev even though it's a force, couldn't we just apply that to those folks here? You're not chayev even though it's a force. Even if Gabi is a force.
Yeah, why not? That's the Shah. You have to look on the Ran, I don't remember what he says. What is Taisa say? The offer is so granular that he drops it. He doesn't have to push the beitz. If you push the beitz in, and you're pushing the offer, that's tilta muktzim and atzad letzarch dovra muter, and we hold muter, and he holds also. Rabbi Yosef holds also. But if you hold it up like this from a distance and you drop it, utichoch kolkach sheminach habeitzim miyod the lipol, he lets it drop. So then there's no issa. Maybe that's the answer. The Korach Acham Yorabai doesn't apply to Xeris. Could be.
Isn't that counterintuitive? Wouldn't you think that it would more likely to apply to Xeris than to Malachos? Because it's a chiddush. That's like part of my Maisa. But Xeris doesn't require a Maisa.
Xeris depends how they formulated the exer. Sometimes it will require maisa, sometimes not. Yeah, malachas, you can never have a malacha b'shei d'altas. You always need a maisa malacha. But exeris, each exer has to be determined individually. How were the chachamim goyzer? Do you need a maisa or not?
Some exeris do require a maisa.
Yeah, that was Rabbi Kivega's sofik about mekach chomemka b'shabbos. If you clinch the deal on Arab Shabbos, say I want to buy the stocks and sell the stocks as of 12 o'clock on Shabbos in the daytime. So on Shabbos he's Shevi Al Tasa. He made the whole Kenyan before. He says when it reaches a certain point, when it sells for 100, so sell it, buy it, whatever. So then everything is all set up, and on Shabbos I'm acting Shevi Al Tasa. That's Rabbi Kebeg was Mesupik about that. The Minig Olam is Lahokel. Minig Olam is Lahokel. And our Pesach Cholias B'Shabbos. So most Rabbanim will sell a Chometz in Ishtar Mechira that should take effect tomorrow morning on Shabbos morning. At 9:30, at 10 o'clock in the morning, most assume the hokel on that you can't violate the gzera mekach hamemka b'shevi al tasa. Means each gzera you have to judge individually. Rabbi Kvega just said, since it's a gzera, so there's a possibility to say that it can be violated b'shevi al tasa, but it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. It depends each gzera. Depends individually. That what?
By the egg, it's not considered a meisah because he's not doing it, he just opened his hand.
Yeah, but that's the shaila. Well, why not? But he's harnessing the natural force of gravity to do the dirty work for him. So why not say that's Zer V'Roch Misayaitam? That what?
It's not him at all. He's not doing anything.
He opens his hands.
I have something in my hand. I open it up. So it's going to fall automatically.
I open it up knowing in advance that the pull of gravity is going to cause it to fall, and then memela, the muktzah is going to be pushed away. So I know that in advance. So why isn't that Korach Acham Yorabai? So he wants to say, good, he wants to say, Korach Acham Yorabai is a chiddush haTorah. He learned out from Zohar. Only applies to malachas. Maybe it doesn't apply to gzeris. Could be.
Could it be that it's not actually the gravity that's causing the problem? It's the case of the object? Because if gravity was there and it was the kind of sand that wouldn't move, gravity wouldn't do anything. But since it's this type of object, and so now maybe we could say, you mean a chiddush by the object, it's not a problem to harness the object itself.
No, but if the nature of the sand is such that it's so soft that if it's going to fall in, so you're harnessing the natural force in this situation, in the context of this situation, so it should be Zarev, V'Roch Misayaito.
It's an object, but it's not a force. It's not like the wind, it's not like gravity. It's just the way it is, it's safer. The
sefer is heavy enough to push offer to the side. And I know that gravity is going to cause the sefer to fall down and not fall up. So it's going to fall down. I know it's going to push the offer to the side. So that's Mezes offer. So that should be Tilta Muktzim and Atzad. So Taisa says, no, it's not a problem. That's a little questionable. Why is not a problem? Yeah?
How is it any different than the Gemara's mention about the water you flood, that you take and drown the guy?
Yeah.
If something's stopping the water, you just pull your hands, even your hand, you're plugging up the water from rushing in and killing the guy, and you pull your hand away, and then it floods him into any ground, and he's tied up. The Gemara says you're tied, right?
The Gemara says if it's karach rishon, you chayv, karach sheni, you're not chayv. Yeah.
So why is this any different?
That's the question that we're working on, right? So he gave a suggestion that that's a chiddush, that when you harness there, you're harnessing the natural force of the water pressure, also gravity. The water pressure is going to push down because of the gravity. He says, maybe on Gzeira de Rabbanim, they never were machmer to this. That whole principle, that Korach HaChemura Bo is mitztarf to me, that's learned that from Zerah, Viroch Misayaito. So maybe it's only Benigat to Malochas de Reis and de Rabbanim. Maybe it doesn't apply to Gzeiris. Tiltamuks are just Gzeiris. It's not even a Malochah de Rabbanim. Could be. Yeah?
Does this imply that, let's say, I was holding the door of the refrigerator open? The lights on, and I know if I let go, the fridge will automatically close.
Yeah.
Like the whole door for the rest of Shabbos.
That's a question, yeah. See, there it's a malacha. That's a malacha. So by malachas, we do say koach achmir bay. So the situation of the refrigerator is such, whenever you let go, you know that it's going to swing closed. There's some kind of contraption on the door that it closes by itself. So then you're harnessing that koach achmir bay to do a malacha. It's a malacha de rabbanon, because mechab is only malacha de raisa if there is a pecham. There is no pecham over here. Even if you would have held the malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa de raisa, you don't plan to use the pecham, but you have to have a pecham by the bulb when you turn it on. So it's havara. Rab Chaim Moshe held that it's havara de raisa. When you turn it off, no one's going to say that it's a mechab de raisa. There is no pecham to speak of at all. Yeah, but still, by malachas, you do say koach achmir b'yischayv. Maybe it's only by Xeris. Could be. Let's see. What does Tosfos continue? He opens his fingers, he opens his hand. That'll be muta hetagom. V'hashta osi shapir. Now the Gemara reads, well, the stam gag leis be'ofa kol kach sheyuchal lahatmim betocho. What does the Gemara say? Vaita. Ike benayu tichuach. What is the Gemara? This is continuing in the next Gemara. Let's see the next line of Gemara. Meisve. Gemara asks the kasha. It says in the Braisa, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Megalgalim Beitza Al Gabi Gag Raseach, the heat, the roof is burning hot because the roof is exposed to the sun. So you're permitted to crack open an egg on the roof and have it cooked, because that's told the Sachama. The Megalgalim Beitza Al Gabi Sid Raseach, because the Sid Raseach was heated up, cement was heated up by real fire. They made it soft with the fire. So that's Bishul B'Toldos HaEsh, that's not allowed. And the Gagal and Beitz HaGabi Gagra Sech, because that's Bishul B'Toldos HaChama. So Reb Shimon Gamliel makes such a distinction. The Gagal and Beitz HaGabi Gagra Sech, because no Bishul sounds like he holds like Reb Yossi, there's no use of Bishul B'Toldos HaChama. The Gagal and Beitz HaGabi Sidra Sech, that's Bishul B'Toldos HaEsh. Mishleim Laman Diyam Egzer Shem Yatman Baremetz. That the reason why it's also here is because of Hatmana. So leka lemita. So then we understand agabi gag raseach. You crack open the egg. You didn't do a hatmana. It's exposed on top. It's just getting cooked because the surface of the roof is burning hot. So as Bishul B'Toldos HaChama el olaman diyamam neishem ezer zofar mimkomo. So Rashi's gusa was what elaman dam shema yozis zofar mimkomo. Frag di gemara ligzer. The word ligzer fits in better according to Rashi. Rashi says Shema Yozi Zofim Mekom, it's Gzera, maybe. So the Gemara asked Akasha, but according to Rav Yossi, that the reason why Rav Yossi, the Tana, is Maskim to the Chachamim, that Lo Yibanenem B'chol Bavak Drachim is Shema Yozi Zofim Mekomo, Why don't you have the same chashash over here? Why don't you make the gzeir over here? And for the Gemara, stam gag leis be offer. So Tosis finds it very difficult. Where do you come off to say stam gag leis be offer? So Tosis is going to give, Tosis gave a different shot. Tosis, the Rabbin and Tam's give us it was not Shema Yozes offer, Mepnesha Mezes offer Mimkomo. I Pnesha Mezes. So what does the Gemara say? Elamandam exer Shemi, Elamandam Pnesha Shem, Mepnesha Mezes offer Mimkomo, Freg di Gemara, Ligzer. What does it mean, Ligzer? What does it mean, Ligzer? It shouldn't say Ligzer, it should say Mepnesha Mezes offer Mimkomo. He is Mezes. Shouldn't say ligzer, it should say litzer, let it be asa. Let it be asa because of a tilta muktzah. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, that's what it means. Tilta muktzah is a gzera de rabbanon. Now we should make a new gzera shem yozes offer mekoma. No, mipnei shemezes offer, and tilta muktzah itself is a gzera de rabbanon, shem yotzi. That's how the Gemara says later, that tilta muktzah is a gzera shem yotzi. So what is Tosis now? Let's see. Ashtosi Shapir in the Tos. Ashtosi Shapir, the Stam Gag, Lespe, offer, Kolkach. The Gemara says Stam Gag doesn't have offer. So Tos asked the Kasha before, it's not true. A normal Gag has offer. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Stam Gag doesn't have so much offer that if you drop it like this, it'll move by itself. Lespe, offer, Kolkach, Shuch, Lapin, Betocho. It's not going to happen by itself. What did the Gemara say in that Afkimina was? Nachamon. Again, Bishleimo le Rabbo. Rabbo holds that it's, Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's also because of Hatmana. So Hatmana is only of Loyat Benen and Bechol Ababak Drachim. But you crack it open, if you're going to crack open the egg, Megaglim Agabi Gagra Seach, you crack it open so there is no Hatmana. You're not covering over on top. You're cracking it open on top of the Gag. The Gag is told the Sachama. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's mutas. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel goes like Rabbi Yossi. Megagol and beitz al gabi gag reseach, that's mutas. V'ei megagol and beitz al gabi sid reseach, why not? Because that's bishul deraisa. That's bishul deraisa, this bishul betoldas aish. Yeah, that we understand. Nachamal, so what does Tosfos say? Again, will the pirish zeh havi matzah the meimar? No, no, we will be before. Yikmenai wafet tichuch again. Einu shu tichol kach shem niach habeitz miyad lipol nitmenes meyatzma betelcho af vein meizes af and mekom miyadayim v'ashta, let's say again v'ashta osi shapir, now it's far enfer what we asked before. The Gemara says stam gag doesn't have offer. What are you talking about, stam gag does have offer? No, means it doesn't have so much offer that they'd be able to do hatmana. There is a little bit of offer. Stam gag leis beyof means there isn't so much offer shiuch lahatma betelcho delachachir, aye, why not be afraid he'll dig and get more offer to cover over the egg? No. You're not concerned about the paspa is going to dig out. Part of the offer is attached to the roof, so you're not concerned that he's going to be going to do a chafir in order to get off. Well, the pirish zed, according to Rabbeinu Tam, as opposed to Rashi, having matzah lemeimar, more get given a different nafkamina, more zik menayo, offer tichuach. So Tosfos said he could have given a different nafkamina. That what? According to Rabbo, it's Hatmana. So even if you're going to use the sand in the sandbox that the children play from, and that sand is not Muktzah, but it's still going to be an Isa Hatmana. But according to Rabbi Yosef, Mnesha Mezes offer Memkom, and Mezes offer is Tilta Muktzah. But if the sand is from the sandbox, it was never Muktzah in the first place. So that's what Tosfos says. It appears that according to Rabbi Natan, the Gemara could have given another different afkamina between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Having matzah the main, the Gemara could have said, "Ikemenai offer muchan." But after Ikemenai tuva, the Gemara could have given more afkamina. So that's not a kasha against Rabbi Natan. Could have given other afkamina. Kigon, for example, Gag, the isbe offer. Would Rabbi Yosef permit you to crack open an egg on top of the roof? The roof is burning hot because of the sun. So if you have a gag, this be offer. Shema yatmin leka lemeimar. He's shema yatmin barem. It's why he didn't do hatmana. He just cracks it open on top of the surface of the roof, and it gets cooked. But he didn't do hatmana. So Rabbi says the reason why you don't permit loyat benenu bechol because loyat benenu. You're not allowed to do hatmana. But if you crack it open to be megalgal al gabi hagag, Reseach, that's permissible. He didn't do Atmana. Shem Yazi is Ika. But the Hashash, not according to Tosfos, it's not Shem Yazi. Mepnei Shem Yazi is often become. Not Shem Yazi, Mepnei Shem Yazi is often become. It's doing Tilta Muktza. So that would still be there. Ukigon similar to Maisa the Anshe Tveria, the Shayach Yatmin, Velo Shayach Yaziz. Right. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. Where's the Gemara? Toshma Maisa the Anshe Tveria Vechule. So the Gemara Bishleim on the Mount Deom, Exerish and the Yatmin Beram, Sahana the Dami la Hatmana. The story of Anshe Tveria is an example of Hatmana. Because the pipe with the cold water went through the whole thing with all the hot water, so that was an issue of hatman. So that's what Tosfos says. Go ma'aser d'anshe tveria tzorch the shayach yatmin, or lo shayach yozes. So that's what the Gemara said. Bishleim al man de'amar, k'zeri shem yatmin. So you understand the ma'aser d'anshe tveria is a hemshech from the din of lo yatminenu, because d'anshe tveria did hatman, and that's why it was forbidden. Then they have a kasha on the Rabbi. In time of a kasha, the Rashba, that's the Rashmi Shatz. That's not the Rashba, the Talmud of the Ramban. That's Rabbi Shimshon ben Avraham, the Rashmi Shatz. Av a kasha, the Rashba, the Kama, Besamachel, the Madam Shem Yaz, is offer Ligzer. The high parish, according to Rabbi Natam, shouldn't say this, it should say Litzer. According to Rashi, the Shem Yaz is offer. Maybe he'll do Harish. According to Rabbi Natam, it's not Shema, it's a Vadai. Mepnei Shemez is off, I was moving Muktzah. Why does it say Ligzar? And for Tais V'yesh Li Hashem, that all the Yisurim Derabbana, the whole Yisur of Tiltal Muktzah, is Shema Yitaltal. V'yesh Li Hashem, Mishum Kol Yisuri Derabbana, Heng Zerot Adaraisa, Nokat Hadishan. That's why it says Ligzar. Ligzar means you should prohibit it because of Tiltal Muktzah. Tiltal Muktzah is also because of Gzera Shema Yotzi. This is one version of Rabbeinu Tam. Then what do they have weiter? Od Pirush Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yosher. Sefer Yosher is the Sefer written by Rabbeinu Tam. Commentaries on the Gemara. Chuvas, two parts. The first half is Chidushim al Hadaf, and the second half is the Chuvas that he wrote. Od Pirush Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yosher. There's another Sefer Yosher in Chumash that has a goddess, Midrashim. That's not by the Rabbeinu Tam. They made a mistake in Europe when they printed the Sefer Yosher. Achomish, they wrote, is written by the famous Balataz. That's not the Rabbeinu Tam. It's a different Sefer Yosher. Oh, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer Yosher, Mepnei Shemez is often Memkomo, Vahavi Chofer, not like Rashi Shema Yozes. Maybe he'll forget and do Chavisha. Mepnei Shemez is often Memkomo, he is doing Chafir. Shul told the Chorish. So Rabba said, let's see again. Rabba said, Gzeira Shemayatman. Layatman then is only forbidden if you do Hatmana. And Rabbi Yosef said, even if you're not doing Hatmana, Shema Yaz is Zafam Mimkomo. Mimknei Shemez is Zafam Mimkomo, because he's doing Charisha. When he puts it in, he's doing Charisha. And then the Gemara says, My Benayu, Ike Benayu, Ofa Tichuach. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So if it's Shema Yatmin, then it's going to be Yosef. And if it's Ofer Tichu, and if it's because the maize is Ofer Mekoma, then there's no Issa. Why is there no Issa? Let's see again. No, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yosher. Shema Yatmin is Ofer Mekoma. Havi Chofer. Shul told the Chorish. Afila Bofer Tichuach. Kegon Chol Babak Drachim. Kinem Buchel Bebeitza. Dikama Vakovid Ketisha. The Gemara there is talking about a person shechts chai b'yof, so you have to do kisei hadam. And kisei hadam, the din is v'chiso be'ofer. You have to cover ofer, l'mayla b'ofer, l'mata ofer has to be granulated ofer. If you take a whole blotch of earth, take a whole chunk of earth, and it's not ofer tichos, so you're not yotzei kisei hadam, you have to granulate it. So the Gemara says, if the guy, you shouldn't really shecht chai b'yof on yontem unless you have ofer mucham b'od yom. What if he went and you did shecht? And now you got to do kisei adam. So the Gemara says, "Say you do kisei adam." Gemara says, "V'ikatich the hakovet k'tisha," but he has to grind it up. So how can he do? How can he do kisei adam? The Gemara says, "We're talking about ofet tichuach." So So he doesn't have to do ketisha, it's already granulated. Frag Nimar, Rakov Guma. When he takes a little sand and he does the Kisa Adam, isn't he in violation of Guma? Why is he in violation of Guma? Rashi learned on the Gemara, whenever it's offered tichuch, it's so soft, so there's no violation of Choresh, Chofer. Chofer is only if it's hard earth, and you have to dig out the earth in order to make a hole. But if everything is granulated, everything is soft, it's all chopped up already. So Rashi learns in the Gemara that there is no violation of Choresh. Rabbeinu Tam says against the Gemara Beitza, Daf Ches, but the Gemara first says, how can you do Kisa Adam? The Kovit Kedisha is going to have to violate Tochein. You're going to have to granulate it, because if it's not granulated, you can't fulfill the mitzvah Kisa Adam. And for the Gemara, Bafet Dechuch, we're talking, it's all granulated already, so you don't have to violate Tochein. Then the Gemara says, the Kovit Guma, when he takes it out from the ground, he's making a Guma. But Rashi said, on our daf, there is no Guma. Rashi says, the only time it's an Issa Choresh is if it's hard earth, and you have to break it apart. But if it's offered to Chuch, it's not. So Rabbeinu Tam said that Rashi is against the Gemara. It's not true. Alma, what do you see from the Gemara there in Beitza Daf Ches? Offered to Chuch Shach Nami Guma. Also in violation of Guma. I say, how do you read the next Gemara? According to the old Pirush, Rabbeinu Tam is Seifa Yosher, he's going back to Rashi. That Shem Mepnei Shemez is offered Mekoma means that he's going to do Guma. Then the Gemara is, my Benai Kemenei, offered to Chuch. What do you mean, offered to Chuch? That if it's because of Guma, if it's because Shemayaz is off him Komo, so then there's no chashash on off a tichuach. Why not? He just proved in the Gemara that it's wrong. Nah, what it means is Hainu kol kach tichuach kishemeniach beitza olav nishkas me'eleho. The Bahahi vadoi lo shayach harish. So now the Rabbeinu Tam says not only is it not a violation of you suggested before, that tilta mukta can only be violated the gufa bikocho. If I carry the mukta, or if I do bikocho. But if you mitzarf kochach miyurboy, you harness the natural force of gravity, so then you can't be in violation of tilta mukta. Maybe that's what it means before. But now the Rabbein and Tam is interpreting it not even in violation of choresh. He says you do violate choresh even if it's off at tichuach. Against what Rashi says here. The Choresh is only if it's hard earth and you're breaking up the earth in order to make the hole. But if it's all granulated sand anyway, and just stick your fingers in and you take out some of the sand, so Rashi says you're not in violation of Choresh. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not true. There is a violation of Choresh. But he says if you drop the beitza and it falls in by itself, then it's not a violation of Choresh. Why not? That's Korach HaChem Yurabai. So he must have told something about gravity. The gravity is not called koach achmer, but when the wind is blowing, that's a koach acher.
It's not exactly right. He was talking about
the real malacha. Yeah, he's talking to real malacha, and still he's not worried about the koach achmer above the gravity. So it must be that he holds something about gravity, like that opinion in Iran that you only say koach achmer above if it's a koach, and gravity ups doesn't count as a koach.
Not saying like the Mishnah Berurah, the Shalom, that's also a way to go, huh?
Just to
say that Kochach is just a localized
thing,
so
yeah. Yeah. And that's
quite an easier way to go.
Yes. We have a din of Zorah Veruch Misayaita, that is Zorah. So that we discussed in the very beginning.
The
Bashal is always like that. I have a fire, and I put food in the oven, and it gets cooked. So you're in violation of the Bashal and Ofer. You don't have to keep on rubbing the top of the bread in order to make it so hot that it's going to bake. It's not going to bake. You can rub from today till next year. It's not going to get baked. You're using the koach hachem yorboi. I put it in and I harness the natural force of the heat of the oven, and it bakes it, even if it was the fire was in the oven on Erev Shabbos. So you see, the mavashal is always koach hachem yorboi. And zavruch mesayat is always koach hachem yorboi. Do you say atzad shabbos shebehem is? Whenever you harness a natural force, and you accomplish a malach, it's an isa deraisa. You say, no, it's only by these two, only by Zoreh v'roch mesayata, that's a definition, and by Mevashal, others not. So that's a big discussion, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says when you go hunting, so if you have hunting dogs who help you do the hunting, I start chasing after an animal, I send the dogs around the other side. So me with the dogs trap the animal. So the Rambam says that's chayv deraisa.
Rambam?
Rambam, yeah. And the Ramban is not so convinced. The Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvah, is not so convinced that the Rambam is right. So the Rambam apparently, so we mentioned, the Afik Eyam discusses this. So the Rambam understood that Koach Achmi Rabbah is a universal din in all the Malachas, like the Mishnah Berurah quoted, that if you throw the ball in the air and the wind is blowing and it's Mavad Al Anam is Bishusarab because of the Koach Achmi of the wind, you learn enough from Zorah Baruch Mishayat. And the Ramban apparently is not so convinced. Maybe it only applies to some of the Malachas, not to all the Malachas. Maybe it doesn't apply to Tzad. Okay, could be that the Rabbeinu Tam holds Koach Achmi Rabbah doesn't apply to the other Malachas. Possible. Yeah. Let's say I let go, and I know the wind is blowing. So that right? Okay, right. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes those who say that that's chai, but he says one can disagree with that. You can say Koach Achmi Rabbah is only chai by Zorah v'Ruach Mesayat and by Mevashel. But the other malach is not.
Very easy answer. That solves the whole problem.
Showing? Okay. Could be that is the answer. Why did Rabbeinu Tam change the pshat? Meizes ofim em koma. Rashi learns that it's choresh. And Rabbeinu Tam thought Mezes Ofer means till to Muktzes, and now in the Rabbeinu Tam say for Yosha, oh, Yishlam, maybe Rashi is right. What didn't he like about his original pshat? I don't know. Again, oh, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam say for Yosha, she Mezes Ofer memkoma havi choifer. She told that's what Rashi said, but that he doesn't agree with the details. Rashi says Ikim Benayu Ofer Tichuach. So Rashi says if you're going to be matminit Ofer Tichuach, that's Hatmona. But if you're all like Rav Yosef, that it's Choresh, so Choresh is only if you dig from hard earth. So Rabbeinu Tam says that's not true. There is Choresh, he proves in the Gemara in Beit Zadav test. There is Choresh even if it's Ofer Tichuach. So how does he read our Gemara? The Gemara says, Ike Menayu Ofer Tichuach. Varkam Ike Menayu Ofer Tichuach. Hainu Kol Kach Tichuach Shemeniach HaBeit Zolov Nishkas Me'elad, Bivara L'Shai Choresh. Why not? That's when we're not sure, why not? Gravity doesn't count, and Koach Acha doesn't count. Some reason or another is not. Let's see, because the people, well, why did he have to say like that? I don't know. What was wrong with the first pshat? I don't know. Tosfos doesn't explain. Why is he backing out? Because the Perusha, it's difficult. Amai Palig Rabba Arav Yosef L'Chayish L'Masha Mezuz Ofer. Yeah, the Gemara says, Rabba doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold like Rabbi. Neither holds from the other one's pshat. So they say, I understand why Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold like Rabba. What does that have to do with Hatmana? Hatmana is when you cook the food in a pot and it's still in the Kli Rishon and you're matmin it. So that's Gzeir Shem Yechatmana. Here putting raw food, has, either it's Bishul or it's not Bishul, but it has nothing to do with Hatmana. So I understand why Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Rabba. Well, why should Rabba disagree with Rabbi Yosef? And it's Muchach in the Gemara that he disagrees with Rabbi Yosef. So let's see. So it says, because of the Perusha, Amai Palig Rabba Rav Yosef, Lachayish Lamasha Mezes Offer, why isn't he concerned about the Harisha? See, Rashi had the Girsa, Shema Yosef Offer Mimkom. We're afraid maybe he'll see there's not enough offer, and he'll go and do Harisha somewhere else with the Zofer Adovim. Rabbeinu Tam's Girsa was, even according to the other Pshat, that's what he's not agreeing with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam's Girsa was, Mipnesha mazes off and become he's vaday doing Harisha. So he's vaday doing Harisha? He's pushing the egg into his vaday doing Harisha, no? So why isn't it Harisha? Kosha the Perusha according to Rabbeinu Tam that it's a vaday doing Harisha. Am I paligrabba Rabbi Yosef? Lachaish Lamasha mazes off and minikarma elamad yom and mazes off and come mashma. The Rabbi Nicha. The Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi. Why not? Isn't he vaday doing a Harisha here? So Tosfos v'yesh loimar, Harisha would be if you take a shovel, let's say you have the children's sandbox where they play. All the offer is offer tichuach. The children don't have to granulate. It's all granulated, all separated. So if you have it's all full, and you take a little shovel and you take out and you make a hole, that would be Harisha, even though everything is offer tichuach. That would be Harisha. But if I do Harisha by taking an egg or taking something heavy and pushing it in, and the mela does harisha, but the hole is filled up. So where's the harisha? Harisha is you have a hole, you're left with a hole afterward. Here you're not left with a hole. I pushed the egg in and the hole is filled up. Yishlema de rabba sav l'sha guma l'kishana tol b'yon min ha'ofor minishan makam ha'guma. Aval benitzes beitza l'sha ha'guma fishen any keres. The guma is filled up. That's not called charisha. So it's a machlokes rabbi rabbi Yosef on the level of the raisa. Is there an isa choresh if you made a hole by pushing something in and you left the thing there?
Pick it out.
If you take it out, then it'll be an Issa Harisha. Okay, but if you just pushed it in, you didn't take it out.
Doesn't Christ just keep saying after that it's been because the wall won't collapse? It seems like, it doesn't necessarily seem to be that reason. It seems to be more that there will never be a hole when you do the egg thing. Even if you took it out, the egg would, there would still be no hole because it would just fall in.
And that's what they say in the next tesis. Let's see. Igben ayu afet dechorach, let's see the next tesis. Pish b'chonis debafet dechorach l'shar gumma. It's against the Gemara in Beitza. What a mashma of Beitza, dafches. The Bafa Tichuach nam yishayach guma. So they're defending Rashi. It's a chlam alip peirushay. They're going to for him for Rashi. The hosam in the Gemara in Beitza. Arish sheyesh ma'at ofer tichuach. There's karka kosha all around. And then there's a little hole over here with his ofer tichuach. The guy takes out all the ofer tichuach and he left with a guma. The sviva karka kosha. The shemeser ofer tichuach. Tishoer haguma kayemus. Aval hocha, kishiyesh ofer tichuach harbeit. The whole thing is ofer tichuach. Kishiyas haguma, enem is kayemus. Kidofne haguma yipla, the whole thing is going to fall apart. Liuchle is kayemus. Lefishayin hakarka kosher.
It's not going to be a hole.
I mean, it's not called shel kayoma. That's right. How they defend Rashi. Here it wouldn't be, if everything is ofer tichuach, there wouldn't be a real malacha of choresh because the whole thing is going to collapse. That's what they defended within Rashi. I don't know, but the Rabbeinu Tam himself didn't say it like that. He gave a different answer. That Rabbah holds there's no Isser of Chofer because you left the egg in. If you'll take the egg out, maybe it will be an Isser of Chofer. Unless everything will collapse again, okay? If everything collapses, so there's no Guma. But Kozman, you leave the Beitza in, they said that's not called Chofer. Interesting Kiddush. It's not called Chofer. So just to review, Tosfos on the Mishnah gave three explanations for the Maaseh Sha'asu Anshei Tveria. The second explanation, so the Pnei Yeshua said, the second explanation that they violated Bishul B'tol Tosachama is what the Gemara says on the bottom of the test. The third explanation that they violated Hatamana is what the Gemara says Yamit Bishleim Andama Hatmana. So that's the Maaseh Anshei Tveria. The first explanation doesn't seem to correspond to anything over here. So we got to go look. Maybe it's on Amid Beis. Maybe the first explanation. And the first explanation, that's where Rav Chaim was choshish for. That's a big chumrah, that you're not allowed to drink chamash uchle b'Shabbos, even though no one violated anything. We usually assume that you're not allowed to drink water that the goy cooked for me. You're not allowed to drink water that you cooked. But if the akal cooked for himself and there's water left over and it's not... Nochri Hamakirin, there's no Xerish Amiyarbe Bishvilo. The Pashtas, we usually assume that it would be Mutter. Rav Chaim said no. He said we should be Machmer like the first day in Tesus. So, what does it correspond to? Which Gemara? That's the problem. And then we have this Rabbeinu Tam. The first Rabbeinu Tam's Pshad, one could say that by Tiltul, he says, Rab Yosef go shaloi kalocha. The Tiltul Muktam and Atzal, the Sochtar Amutter is also. That's a Chiddush. We pass on Allah is mutter. Tilta moktam atzal tzoktar mutter is mutter. So the Rabbeinu Tam says this. Rabbi Yosef goes shaloi kedin. And then the Rabbeinu Tam says, if it's off a tichuach kol kach that you just open up your hand and it falls in, then there's no iser of tilta moktam. Why not? So either you say that there's no din of kol kach by an old gzeres, or you say that gravity doesn't count. Gravity is not a koach achim. See, doesn't explain. A lot of chidushim over here. Okay, Shoy. That's a good question. Should we continue tomorrow with the next gemara on Lamed Tes on the base, six lines from the top? Or people want to learn Parshas Hashavua? People want to learn what the trup, I should teach this, huh? Yeah. People want to learn Mishnah Brura. We left off of Mishnah Brura. Okay, we'll have a democratic vote over here. How many people in favor of the Parsha? Ooh.
Oh,
Okay. How many people want Mishnah Berurah?
These are the old timers, Rabbi. Old timers get more votes.
You're outvoted. How many people want another Gemara? No. Okay. So what did we just say? The Parsha wins. Okay. So we'll have to discover something in the Parsha. Okay.
We'll do like the brisker update, just a sec.
Yes.